This is Vatican Radio. I'm Tracy McClure. The United States are increasing funds for humanitarian assistance to the war-ravaged people of Syria. Secretary of State John Kerry announced last weekend that Washington was adding $380 million to its aid package for Syria, bringing the total U.S. humanitarian commitment to $1.7 billion. Nancy Lindborg, Assistant Administrator for the U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, was recently here in Rome for consultations with UN agencies. She told me that access is the key to ensuring that those funds get to those who need them most.
All the money in the world won't make a difference if we don't have access. And we need humanitarian access. There is a process that's been underway, and we're simply not making the progress yet that we need. So it will require a doubling down of all of the international community to ensure that the regime enables humanitarians to have unfettered access to those who are in need.
So what are you able to accomplish on the ground in Syria? Are you able to accomplish anything?
There are extraordinarily courageous humanitarian workers on the ground, the bulk of whom, by the way, are Syrians, including the many health professionals who have been just relentlessly targeted throughout this crisis. So there is a lot happening. We're in Rome. I'll tell you, the World Food Program has reached more than 3 million people. The United States is working through all channels to help our assistance reach people throughout the country, so working with the UN agencies, NGOs, local Syrian groups. What we're learning is that as fast as we can come up with solutions and expand our operations, is that the needs are rising even faster. And so for many Syrians, the extraordinary effort and the unprecedented amount of funding is not translating into a difference in their life. Many families have been uprooted 2 to 3 times, and then many of them, of course, have taken the step of leaving the country. I would say that we are looking at a generation of Syrian children who are not receiving school, and we have to look at the critically important political solutions that bring an end to this crisis, because just endlessly expanding our humanitarian efforts will not, at the end of the day, bring the comfort that every Syrian child, woman, and man needs and deserves.